Exclusive, Representative Mike Collins, Democrats like John Ossoff don't care about collateral damage of illegal immigration. By Catherine Hamilton on April 20, 2026. Democrats such as Senator John Ossoff, DGA, don't care about the collateral damage of illegal immigration. Representative Mike Collins, RGA, said during an interview on Breitbart News Saturday. Collins, who is running for Ossoff's U.S. Senate seat, specifically referenced the murder of Lachlan Riley by an illegal alien who was released by the Biden administration, as well as illegal aliens who have been allowed to become truck drivers and have gone on to cause crashes and kill Americans. Collins notably spearheaded the Trump-passed Lachlan Riley Act and is now advocating for a Dalla's Law, which would ban illegal immigrants from obtaining a commercial driver's license, CDL. Ossoff would not even stand up for someone like Lachlan Riley, who was brutally murdered by an illegal criminal thug that had already been picked up twice and let go. And the simple solution to fix that was laying right there in front of him, because I went and talked to him personally, and he wouldn't lift a finger to help me with that. That shows you where he stands. That shows you where he is not for the Save America Act. Flatly opposed to it, Collins told Breitbart News's Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle. Democrats don't care about the collateral damage. They don't care what happens. What they care about is ensuring that they stay in power. And how do they do that? They make sure that they get it to where these illegals can start voting. They set them up with housing, transportation, food. Let them get away with whatever they want to, he continued. But at the end of the day, they just need voters because the rest of us out here, and the rest of a lot of people that were Democrats, they're waking up, and they understand who the real enemy of this country is, and it's the Democrat Party. Listen. The Ox, the John Ossoffs, the Ilhan Omars, you stack them all up, there's your problem, he said. We have a heck of an opportunity. Is it gonna be easy? No, but, we can take care of one of them over there in the Senate. And by God, you can put somebody over there that'll fight. You need somebody that will go and fight for our country and our values, and that's what I plan on doing. Fundraising and polling data shows Collins as the Republican frontrunner ahead of the GOP primary on May 19. Collins, who currently represents Georgia's 10th congressional district and owns his own trucking company, is up against Governor Brian Kemp, R, endorsed Derek Dooley, a first-time candidate, former University of Tennessee football coach and lawyer, and Representative Buddy Carter, RGA, a pharmacist and longtime GOP lawmaker representing the state's 1st congressional district. Republicans are vying to snag the seat of Ossoff, who was first elected in 2021 and has been dubbed the most vulnerable Democrat up for re-election. In the latest fundraising report, Collins led his Republican opponents at just over $1 million raised in the first quarter of 2026. Dooley reported around $664,000 and Carter reported around $470,000. Collins told Boyle the numbers show massive momentum. I think that's just validation of where we're sitting. I mean, we outraised both of them combined, Collins said. We outraised them, and the momentum is with us. This thing's down to the short rows. We've got the early vote, and it starts on April 27th, and then May 19th is the primary. We actually think that we have a really good shot, a hard but good shot at finishing this thing off in the primary without a runoff. If any candidate does not receive more than 50% of the votes in the primary, the top two contenders will compete in a runoff race before the winner challenges Ossoff in November. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.